I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. Nehemiah was a man who knew how to pray. All through this story, we encounter his heart for God, for the city of God, and for God's people. We learn so much about him by looking at how he prayed. It begins in the first chapter. Nehemiah was still in exile when he heard that one of his brothers had returned from Jerusalem, and he was anxious to hear how things were in his beloved city. But the news was not good. The people were in distress, the walls were broken down, and the gates had been burned. Verse 4 tells us, "Now it came about when I heard these words, I sat down and wept and mourned for days, and I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven." Nehemiah shares his prayer in verses 5 through 11. He begins with praise. "I beseech thee, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who preserves the covenant and loving kindness for those who love him and keep his commandments." Nehemiah presents his petition. "Let thine ear now be attentive, and thine eyes open to hear the prayer of thy servant, which I am praying before thee now, day and night, on behalf of the sons of Israel." Nehemiah includes confession. "We have acted very corruptly against thee, and have not kept thy commandments." And finally, Nehemiah appeals to God's word and promises. "Remember the word which thou didst command thy servant Moses. If you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though those of you who have been scattered were in the remotest part of heaven, I will gather them from there and will bring them to the place where I have chosen to cause my name to dwell." It is months later that Nehemiah receives an answer to his prayers. As he serves the king, there is a sadness of heart that is noticeable, and the king comments on it. Nehemiah says a quick prayer and boldly asks that the king would allow him to go back to Judah to rebuild the city of his fathers. This prayer is answered, and Nehemiah is able to go, and he is given even more than he asked, as the king provided the resources needed for the job that Nehemiah desired to do. Nehemiah relied on the Lord for wisdom at every turn in this great project, and he often tells how the hand of his God was favorable to him. However, there were many obstacles along the way. Ridicule from some, threats from some, and issues with the people of Judah too. Yet Nehemiah dealt with every problem by turning to the Lord and leading by example, so that the people would once again come into the right relationship with God. Despite all the setbacks, the wall of Jerusalem was completed in 52 days. Chapter 9 of this book is a monumental prayer of confession and worship as the people of Israel responded to the reading of the law and the celebration of the Feast of Booths. Again, Nehemiah leads with praise. "Oh, may thy glorious name be blessed and exalted above all blessing and praise. Thou alone art the Lord. Thou hast made the heavens, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. Thou dost give life to all of them, and the heavenly host bows down before thee." Nehemiah appeals once more to the greatness of God and the faithfulness he continually displayed to his people. "But thou art a God of forgiveness, gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness, and thou dost not forsake them." God did not forsake Israel in the wilderness. He did not forsake them in the taking of the promised land. He did not forsake them throughout the times of the judges or the kings. Over and over again, Nehemiah reminds the people of Israel and us that God is gracious and compassionate. He is great and mighty, and he is faithful. He also reminds them that God is just, and disobedience will result in judgment. Father, may we learn from your servant Nehemiah to bring all things before you in prayer, knowing your greatness, trusting your faithfulness, believing your word, and presenting our requests before you with thanksgiving. Help us to be faithful to follow Jesus our Lord in all we do. Fill us with your Spirit today, we pray. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.